All right, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Budden, Marissa, go ahead.
Hold up, son. Word.
Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers. For real, because who ain't got no feelings. Feelings.
You two guys, please work on this mic check. With
Marissa, mic check.
With your very poor mic techniques,
yo, yo,
both
yo.
Of you.
Listen, I'm not a motherfucking rapper, bruh.
You wrote verses before.
I have.
And had a rap name.
I did. And we were just talking about my first song I recorded.
Music page.
I did.
Does
and
it still
I had
exist?
No, I deleted it.
Oh,
I had 10,000 plays on my song with Lil Wayne.
Can you send me and Rory some of your songs?
No.
Please.
Fuck.
Never.
We can't get your sex tape, your songs, anything.
Well, I don't want the sex tape.
I do.
I do
really
want the
funny.
I'll make another sex tape tonight and then I'll leak it.
We take the sex tape and score it with
to my
raps.
Oh, that would be great. Look at all this content we're wasting.
Hey. I'm recording it, don't worry.
All right, so we are recording.
Yeah, let's just.
All right, so we're live here. I kind of like the random conversations before we actually
start that.
Get
yeah,
they're
yeah.
always better than the actual.
Let's
yeah.
keep that.
Well, thanks, Rory. They're always better than the podcast.
Yeah, that we don't
all
plan.
All right. This is episode 10.
10.
Of Our Nameless Podcast. Later, I was confused last week, and I had people asking me why we
why
never know the number.
Yeah, well, time flies when you're having fun.
Well, I wouldn't call it fun that I'm having to deal with you every week.
Oh, you
but... You know, without a 9-to-5, sometimes it can be difficult to keep track of the dates.
Word.
Of what date it is. What's today, the 21st?
The, yeah, because yesterday was 4/20.
All right. Oh, look why you know what the fucking
date is.
Did you get high?
No. I don't. Like
were you around guys that were getting high?
Actually, no, I was home all day yesterday. I didn't even leave my house.
Oh, that means you really had a turned up Sunday.
Oh, I was just tart all weekend. Yes.
All right, well, let's hear about it. My weekend was a piece of fucking shit.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Friday, I hosted a rap battle at my old college, my alma mater. And that was cool. There was like some podcast fans there. So
wait
was
a minute. You hosted a rap battle.
Yeah.
You know absolutely nothing about
rap. I know enough
rap.
About the music industry and what you need to do to get your career started and all that stuff. So I gave the kids advice and.
Oh, wow.
Fuck a bunch of rappers.
Oh, that's
all
really
the way
funny.
To the
what
top.
School,
no.
What,
oh, nice.
What school was this?
Montclair State University. Red Hawks. What's up? Class of 09. Holla.
Montclair University?
State University.
Montclair State University. Word of advice. You need new people to give advice on how to get into the music industry.
When I was there, I remembered that you did our Montclair Fest my last year, my senior year.
I lived in Montclair State University. I like literally lived
in one of the dorms.
Yes.
Which do you remember which one?
It was the senior ones with the. I don't know. Let me not say it was one of the senior ones. It was the like a whole apartment.
Oh.
Had upstairs, downstairs.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Was it on Clove Road? Was that what they were?
I don't fucking remember, but
yeah,
I did
Clove
live
Road
there.
Was the only one.
And I even went to a few classes there, even though I didn't go to the school. that was the extent of my college experience.
Well, at least you had something.
And I was sitting there like, these teachers, nobody's even checking to see if I'm supposed to be here. Like, and you idiots paid. Okay, so you hosted a rap battle.
Yeah, and then Saturday, you were very missed. My friend Mike Zombie, he's a producer. He did Started From the Bottom.
Friend to the show.
Yeah, what do you call it? They call it a FOT on the morning show, friend of the show. So
I don't want to take any slang from the morning show. I'm not even a fan of the morning show.
Oh, slander. Anywho, so our guy Mike Zombie, he had his first annual celebrity basketball game.
Oh, wait, Pete
game.
Is on the morning show.
Exactly.
That's why I shouldn't have said that. Well, I got beef with Pete anyway, me and Combat Jack. So whatever.
You were supposed to play, but I know you had a party in D.C., unfortunately. So
that I missed.
Oh, nice. And good. So you missed it for nothing. And,
bitch.
Yeah, thanks. And, but it was cool. It was Jaleel Beats and Mike and Kazi. And,
right, we don't need the name dropping here.
I don't, I'm
we
just trying to
shout out
who
your
played.
Friends.
Well, I don't actually know any of those guys. Well, I know Kazi, but I don't know Jaleel. But anyway, and then we all went out and drank, and it was amazing. And so I bagged this guy, right? And he's a professional athlete. And I didn't realize at the time.
Shocker.
Hold on. Save,
oh my
save the
Yo,
judgment.
Hold on.
Save the
Before
judgment.
You continue with this story, Why is that like the, that's like the national thought disclaimer that I didn't realize
time. Hold on. First of all, now you know that I know less than nothing about sports.
Well, I think you know less than nothing about music.
Okay, great. So I know I don't know much about much.
You don't know anything.
I know everything. So I had no idea. It was just this cute guy that was playing and he just looked really cute. And I was like, oh, he's cute. Danielle, like, ooh. And then we made eye contact.
Oh, Danielle was there?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dan. So I made eye contact with him when he was coming off the court. And then I was like, oh, I think he's coming over. And he came over.
Why is that how girls bag men?
What? We made eye contact?
By eye contact.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Not look at them?
I looked at... How about open your fucking mouth?
I mean, he was on the court. I can't scream, hey. Come talk to me.
Yeah, you could have ran on the court.
Well, oh yeah, there we go.
Ron Artest fucking ran in the stands. You can run on the court.
So anyway, he gets my number, and then we went separate
ways. That was
ways.
Mad easy.
I know. Well, what was it? Oh, my God.
That didn't take very much. I looked at him. He walked over. I gave him my number.
Well, what we had a conversation. Fucking... And then,
what was the conversation about?
He was like, hey, where are you from? I was like, Jersey.
What team he plays for?
No, at this point, I still had no idea. So then we take numbers, we text, and then I was like, what's your IG? And he gave it to me, and I went on his IG. I was like, oh, shit, Danielle, he's a player. And then she was like, oh, shit.
Is that him calling now?
Oh, I don't know who that
and then
is.
And then you guys' vaginas got all super wet.
Yeah,
like,
no. And then, long story short, he ended up being like, we hung out for a little bit that day. He came to the restaurant.
What
we're
a
at.
Fucking.
He went to the restaurant we were at.
God,
we were all drinking together, and then he left.
Y'all coordinated
and he FaceTimed
that.
Me 8 times, and then texted me and asked me why I wasn't answering his FaceTime. And then I told him I was going home because I was, but then we ended up at Onyx because Fetty Wap was doing some
damn,
shit.
He beasting like that. What hockey team does he play for?
Right, not even. Then the next day he texts me like, yo, you lied to me. I'm like, excuse me? He's like, you said you were going home. You went to Onyx. I'm like, bro, I went for 10 minutes and it wasn't part of the plan. And he's like, well, then why couldn't you answer my calls? I'm like, because I was in a room of people.
How about because I just met you not obligated to answer any of that.
So there goes that.
But you didn't say that. You answered him, of course.
No, I just said, I was like, dude, I have no reason to lie to you. I was busy, and then he didn't
it's
answer
It's too early
that.
In the relationship to pull out, I have no reason to lie to you. That's number one. Number two.
Did I fuck my kid? Anybody, well, look, I don't want anyone like him. He's obviously
I'm
insecure.
I'm trying to get to number two.
Okay, all right, go
number
to two.
Anybody that says, I have no reason to lie to you, has mad reasons to lie
but
to
I
you.
But I literally have no reason to lie. I really didn't lie to him. Like,
I'm just telling the listeners to be wary of people that say, I have no
but
reason
sometimes
to lie to
they're like me and literally had no reason
and
to lie.
You know what else people say? Why would I lie? Like, how the fuck would I know why you would lie?
I do
lie?
Hate when people say that.
I don't know.
And typically, I can find three reasons why you would lie.
Yeah, if I think hard enough.
But yeah, so that kind of crashed because I'm like, I would never talk to someone so fucking psycho and insecure.
So you met a stalker, psycho, insecure athlete who tried to lock you down after a conversation and a look. That must have been some gaze you gave him, huh?
Oh, man, was it?
Can
it was,
I see it?
It was no, I can't do it right
what a
now.
Because
I'm so smiley. And then anyway, so then I met some other guy, but he just like good enough for sex, really. I probably wouldn't want to like hang out with him. But he's been texting me to like just talk about like things, like getting his car serviced and like errands that he's running. And I'm like, dude.
Nervous
no.
guy.
I can't believe he's trying to get to know the girl he's going to enter tonight.
Yeah, but like, you know.
Trying to be friendly.
I just don't have the patience
for that. These
guys
nowadays.
Like, either, like, I just want to fuck you. You know that. I know that. Fuck, we both know that.
Chivalry's alive.
So, darn I don't want to talk about your car getting serviced because I'm fucking busy doing
Wait, before we fast forward here, are we going to get who the last guy was? Who was the athlete?
No, we're never getting
that. So I could fucking look at him and laugh.
No. I mean, I'll tell you off air. Personally.
All right, fine. And now I'll tell you guys next week on next week's podcast. Okay, so now you met some guy who wants to talk and get to know you and you're mad about it.
Yeah, just because like he's clearly not good enough for anything better than sex. And
so, you know what? I could really... You need your own podcast.
Why?
No, literally. Because I always want to get into the things that you say, but then I remember that we're here and like... We shouldn't spend an hour delving into the
shit that I say.
Mind of Marissa. Yeah, so let's not do that.
Yeah.
All right, so you met two dudes, one of which you'll fuck.
Yes.
That's the...
If he doesn't keep texting me about getting his car serviced because I'm going to get aggravated and then he's going to get curved too.
So. Every girl can curve, huh?
Why do you say it like that?
I don't feel like you should be able to curve
What
people.
Do you mean? I'm out here curving. Like a fucking
road is a
bear. Yeah, I couldn't. I was supposed to be in that basketball game for charity. And then I got a gig in D.C. Late in the week, so I couldn't make it. So what happened was me and all of my people, we hop in a vehicle and we hop on I-95 and we head to D.C. bright and early, right? Well, not really bright and early, but somewhere in the afternoon and enough time to make this gig. And we're on I-95, cruising, just jamming. I don't remember what was being played, but we were jamming. Mm-hmm. And I say, let's get off so I can go to McDonald's because I'm starving. We get off, go to McDonald's, and we get back on the highway. We attempt to get back on the highway, and we notice that all the air in one of the tires is completely gone. So we get out. There's a big-ass gash in the fucking tire. We try to get some fix-a-flat. Fix-a-flat didn't fix the flat. So now we have no tire. We get back on the road. We found a tire place. This is at Saturday, and at this point, it's probably about 6 o'clock, 5:30-ish. Mm-hmm. I say that to say you probably won't find many solutions to your tire issues on a Saturday at 6 o'clock in the White Marsh, Maryland.
Middle of nowhere.
But we found a tire guy. And he came and he put the tire on and we were very happy to see him. We were on the side of the road and he pulled up like Jeepers Creepers and we were afraid.
Well, hold on. Back up to when the tire actually exploded. We're driving to the tire place.
Oh, you were there too?
Yes, Rory was there.
The tire now is making noises. We know it's about to go completely flat.
Ooh, that is a shitty feeling.
We're going around, off an exit. The tire explodes. We see it, whatever's left of it, hit the side of the road.
Oh.
We are now
riding. You guys were in the Bentley?
We were not in a Bentley.
Wait, is that what you drive? No, you drive a BMW, right?
I hate BMW.
What do you drive?
Why does it matter? I'm not the athlete guy that you fuck.
Wait. Whoa, I didn't fuck anyone.
Oh, yeah, well, that annoys you and is insecure. But anyway, we smell burning rubber.
The tire explodes. Mm-hmm. We are now riding on just the rim of the car, going probably 45 to 50 miles an hour. This is the reaction of the car. Joe goes, "Yo, Core." Core goes, "What up?"
That's exactly how Core talks it. "What up?"
"Yo, the whole tire's off. Like, you should pull over." Corey goes, "Word is actually, like, off?" Yeah, it's off completely. We are riding 50 miles an hour on a fucking rim, and no one even pretends like there's a problem at all.
Oh, my God.
So we pulled over.
I'd literally be freaking the fuck out.
So we did pull over, and the Jeepers Creepers guy came, and everything that could go wrong in that situation, possibly, he needed, where's the thing to get the lug nuts off? I don't have the thing. I fucking searched the car. I think somebody stole the tool kit that my fucking $140,000 car is supposed to come with, because it's not in there. But anyway, so we get the tire on. We head to D.C. We're there too late. Don't get paid. Don't make the gig. Met some cool fucking hoe chicks to entertain us for about an hour. We get back on the road, pull back into New Jersey at about 2 a.m. We're like, okay, the night was so fucking horrible. Let's go out and turn up. We go out to turn up. I'm not driving because the day was so horrible. Yeah. Fucking Gunplay is driving. Not Gunplay the rapper, Johnny, my friend, who we call Gunplay because he doesn't hesitate to shoot when it's a room full of women. So he's driving. We go, we fucking turn up or turn down, whatever you want to call it. Then I go to see Bay real quick for 2 seconds. And then we head back over the bridge to where Johnny hits the meanest pothole ever. And then the new tire that the fucking Jeepers Creepers guy put on goes flat. And my back tire goes flat. And now we are driving on a rim and a half. Johnny's trying to pull up. Gunplay's trying to pull over on the bridge. Rory tells him that he cannot pull over on the bridge. And then we make it off the bridge. And then we park the car at this body shop that knows my car. And then we proceed to walk to my house until Rory, the fucking smart white guy, says, "I'll get an Uber so we don't have to walk." And then that was it.
It is 2015 after all. God damn. Yep. You had a shitty day.
Go Saturday.
Damn. Meanwhile, I was shooting shots left and right and making every basket like, what? Had a good day.
Shut the fuck up, Marissa. So yeah, that was Saturday.
We went to D.C. for some quarter pounders and came back.
Yeah. I will say, though, that the quarter pounder was really good.
Well, at least that made it a little bit worth it.
That didn't make anything fucking better. And now I'm fighting with and now I'm fighting with Mercedes, who's fighting with insurance, because I have wheel and tire and rim fucking
insurance or whatever, coverage.
So I go there thinking they're just going to fix everything, and it's all types of fuckity fuck shit going on there.
Do you have AAA?
Huh?
Do you have AAA?
AAA is not buying you a new rim and tire.
No. I mean, for future reference, like when you're stuck on the side of the road.
I'm black, Marissa. So, no, I don't have AAA, but I know somebody that does. So, I do have AAA. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
So now I'm in like Mercedes's $25,000 car, just driving around, getting laughed at.
Oh, yikes.
Ooh, look at your button in a CLA.
At least you're not in a Mercury Milan with a dent in it from that guy that hit me last
month. You need a new car.
I do. I'm gonna buy it at the end of the year.
You
actually
sucked enough dick to be able to buy a new car.
You are a dick, and I make my own money to be able to buy my own car.
What does that mean, that you haven't sucked enough dick to get
your own car?
I wanted to
like live without a car note for a while, and my last payment is in September, so I'm going to try to do like 6 months after September and then buy a new car.
Okay.
Just to be a little.
So Sunday, I was trapped in my house. Like R. Kelly's trapped in the closet. So Sunday, I was trapped in my house.
Mm.
And I couldn't really go anywhere. But I guilt-tripped Gunplay into coming over in case I needed to go somewhere.
I love him.
but I didn't go anywhere. But Gunplay was there. And Rory came over.
I didn't leave.
Rory didn't leave. Rory was there already. And I noticed a very disturbing pattern happening in Rory's life that I want us to address because I'm worried about my friend.
Roars, what's going on?
Roars. am I saying what this problem is, or are you saying it? All right, Rory.
You have an analysis. I don't.
Rory.
I have the blinders on.
Because I psychoanalyze everything and everyone, I noticed that Rory has this pattern, right, of he finds, I won't say young, well, I can say young, but they're not young to him. He finds peers of his that are around his same age, that are of the opposite sex, that are great people, that are just great powerful. Women who just want to love him and be loved and treat him well and fucking go out and be adored by him, and he ruins them.
Oh, well, that's not pleasant.
Yeah, he's like a monster.
I feel like you do the same thing.
Which is why I'm here speaking to Roars.
Oh, you're going to like be like the
to,
older,
trying
yeah.
Trying to mentor him so he does
he doesn't
not
go, down
go down
the same path.
The same path of destruction.
Check that out.
Because I know how this road ends.
You lucky dog, you.
But
Rory, you said I was going to listen.
Yeah.
I'll take heed to all of it, and then tomorrow, I'll get right back at it.
I've had this conversation with Rory a few times about his fucking horrible ways when it comes to just women and how you guys view things and how to treat them and, you know, all that psycho women bullshit. But he never takes heed to any of this shit. But yeah, Sunday it was like, wow, man. Like, he has a lot of people in his life that I'll look at and I'll say, hey, this girl's great for him. and it's like, what more could you possibly be looking for in a partner?
Well, you're young. Maybe you just want to like.
You're not young. It'd be 25.
Right. That's young, Jace. Like, you just want to stick your dick
you
in
call
a lot
me
of
young every day.
Point.
Now I'm not young.
Well, you're 13 years old to me. To me, you're like fucking an infant. But to you and your contemporaries, 25 is not young. 25 is around. I'll remember that. Your life is almost set. Yeah. The decisions that you make at this point going forward are kind of going to sculpt the next 20 years for you.
Yeah, word.
And not that your decision making at the moment looks so amazing, but you seem very nonchalant about it all.
I do.
So I'm nonchalant about it.
Wow.
Let's talk about this.
That's fine. I'm
we'll say
today.
Something.
Yeah.
Ask a question.
By talking, that would mean speak. Yeah.
Address this matter.
Funny thing about that.
Do you believe, this is like homie court almost. Do you take these charges to be factual?
No.
You can't even be honest with himself. Wow, he's in.
I have no reason to lie to you.
He is in deep, deep denial.
Why would he lie?
Why would I lie?
Well, all right. Well, why do you feel this way?
Well, with these people, it's a case-by-case thing. And though these characteristics may work very well on paper...
Let me just let the listeners know that normally pieces of shit say it's a case-by-case situational thing. All right, let's go. It's a case-by-case thing.
As per Sunday, on paper, she fits everything that I would need in my life.
Oh, she looks great.
I hate those types that on paper sound perfect, but then there's like some random personality quirk that it's like, ugh.
You can't hate any type.
I can hate plenty of types, and I do, but I ain't got no type.
Rory was there with a friend of his, and she was just in reading some fucking book and doing work stuff and not fucking divulging any information about her and Rory or to me because I'm nosy and I try to make things awkward. But I didn't. I did a good job. But yeah, she was really good.
She held it down.
Attractive girl.
And what's the fucking problem, Rory?
I don't get it.
Asia asked me the same thing. She pulled me to the side. I said, what's the fucking problem?
Yeah, we want to know.
We have a long history. I've known said person 2.5 years now.
That's how you know he's fucking 13. 2.5 years.
Dealing with somebody for 2.5 years is a long time.
2.5 years is a long time.
Dealing with somebody for 2.5 years is enough to know them somewhat well.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No.
It is not.
No.
Okay.
It's really not.
Because then that speaks to the fucking frequency in which you two communicate.
Right.
I don't know that y'all just talk every day for 2.5 years.
And y'all haven't.
We've been on and off.
Exactly.
No, you've been off and on sometimes. That's another one I hate, on and off.
We were on for about a year. And then we were off and on for about another year.
So you were on as in exclusively with this person.
That's why she asked me while we were playing Monopoly, hey, am I your ex?
Well, I'm confused because if you were together for a year,
on and off thing... She's not going out and being a hoe. So in her mind, we're on. Whether we're not talking or not, that's how she thinks, which is why she's so great. And a bit naive.
Oh, my goodness. So, but in your mind, you're not on.
Right now, no.
All right, at what point do we let her know this? Because,
this is a podcast. Now, honey.
No, you don't even have to answer that because as men... Oh, man, we're horrible, man.
Guys suck.
Really. Men are like real people. Oh, man, all of us. We love that situation. That situation right there that he's naming is the greatest. When your old work, we don't care. When your old work is stuck on you and is just sitting there in love with you and waiting for you and is a little bit naive. Oh, man, that's like heaven.
You guys are...
Oh, look at Marty. Now reminiscing about the guy that had her like that.
Yeah, fuck off.
All right, so men love this shit, but watching it happen is like, oh, man, this guy Rory. And I've seen this happen like at least 5 times already.
It happens. Whatever.
Life comes at you fast, huh?
Well, with this case in particular, we are now giving it another go.
So then you are
explicit. We have... No. We're just working on it more now because we weren't working on it before.
Oh, you're fucking again. That's what that means.
What's up with your wallpaper?
Dog. Everyone simmer down.
Who is that? Who was that? Shove it in your pocket when I was just
it's
trying
not
to look
in my
at
pocket.
It. Oh, well, in your lap, pulse.
Right here on my lap.
Face down on your lap, too.
Well, where should it be?
So, what's that about, huh?
There, and now it's not.
Okay.
I thought we were just having an intervention with Rory.
It's not going to work because he doesn't want to be intervened.
Oh. No, I'm being receptive.
No.
Not really.
Hold on, let me respond to
my daddy. This will probably be really good if the listeners had any idea of who these women were that we were speaking about. But since they don't, I guess, fuck it. I'm just trying to help my friend here. Now, Rory attempted to take me to homie court for my screensaver. And I don't know if I'll allow you to do the same. It's a picture that I enjoy, and it's on my phone. And that is the bottom line. There. Happy?
No, but I'll take it for now.
Now, with that being said, Rory, where do you stand on condoms?
There's no stance. I just don't use them.
Oh, my God. That's really unhealthy.
Marissa.
Well, Marissa, I'm not just out here fucking, like...
Yeah, okay.
Not meeting people at basketball games.
Okay, neither am I. Anyway, go ahead.
Where do you stand on condoms?
I use them a lot because I'm very, very scared of STDs. I'm more scared about that than pregnancy because, God forbid, knock on wood, I feel like pregnancy is
fixable. Well, if you think this person has an STD,
fixable.
You maybe you shouldn't be fucking them, period.
Fucking, the most cleanest person looking person in the world could have
that,
something.
But if you are going in here thinking this person possibly
I
has an STD,
anyone could possibly you shouldn't have be fucking one. Them. There's not, you don't, no one's fucking, you can't read it on someone's face. And if it was that easy, it wouldn't.
Now, some nobody. Bitches look like they have STDs.
Yeah, well, sure. Some really dirty people look like they do, too. But then there's some clean ones that might have it. So I'm just really scared of it, and I always use them. Just like I'm scared of dying from drugs. I'm scared of stupid shit. Well, no, it's legit shit. But yeah, so I use condoms all the time. Unless you're my boyfriend. Literally boyfriend, like, exclusive.
Okay, so basically you use condoms all the time. There's no boyfriend. There's no sign of a boyfriend. Yeah. There's no sign of one coming that you met
know my
one.
Life.
Yeah, we know.
Okay. So yeah, no, I use condoms.
Condoms are horrible.
I mean, they're not as enjoyable, but being healthy is more enjoyable than not. So I'll go with that.
I want to say some things. I just don't know if I need to share them on this podcast because I don't know who's listening.
Yeah.
I really would like to delve into this no condom situation a bit deeper, but I don't want to offend my
look at you holding back for a change.
I don't want to
look
offend,
at you making a smart decision.
I don't want to offend my
Corey said fuck that
political connects. Which, you know, it's weird. It's weird that I have to do this because I'm not involved. I'm not I'm single like a $1 bill. So I should be able to speak freely. I don't know how women have maneuvered and kind of flipped the table to whereas you still have to abide by certain rules even when you're single. Or no, you have to be mindful of their feelings.
Of their feelings, yes.
That is some real sucker shit. That's just whack.
It's not whack, it's being respectful.
It is whack because even if you don't give a fuck about their feelings, you may not want to just abruptly let them know that you don't because you may need something from them at some point in time in the near future. what that something is, I won't say and I don't know. But that's a real awkward predicament to be in.
Are you in it now?
Well, clearly, if I'm not talking about
I was
about
just
my,
trying to get you to talk about it.
Which is odd, because I've gotten rid of all my hoes.
I'm trying to build
I can
a
attest
roster
to that.
For the summer.
From what I've seen.
I have.
Yeah.
I've gotten rid of all my hoes. I knew that this would happen. It's like a weird reverse type of thing, where
in the winter,
I have all the hoes, and in the summer, I normally dial it down about one.
Hmm. I mean, that's fun, though, because then you can go do the fun summer activities together.
Nah, I think that's good coaching. Yeah. That's
I like that.
Greg Popovich.
Okay.
that's good coaching. You don't want to be stuck with just a million different women in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that if you're dealing with hoes, that they're going to go be hoes. So you want to kind of give them their whole freedom.
Word.
And that's pre-gaming for the fall and winter. Which summer really goes by really fast. I hate summer.
Love summer.
If I have to pick my favorite seasons in order, summer would probably fall somewhere in last. Only because when the weather gets hot, things get the crime rate goes up. The kids are out of school. Traffic is fucking crazy, and New York is already overpopulated as it is. That 180 degree day. Oh, when we headed to DC and spent the whole day in the car.
Oh, yeah. Most beautiful day of the year.
Even a couple weeks ago, and it was me, you, and Johnny, and we sat on fucking River Road for 8,000 hours.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable. And to attest to this, fucking they had this big shooting in Brooklyn. They had one in the Bronx too, over the weekend. Big
shooting.
Not
shootings. A shocker.
Bunch of people fucking. We're injured. See, this is one of the main reasons I try not to go deep into Brooklyn because they just randomly shoot people. Yeah.
And when it gets warm out or just always?
So you're scared of dying from drugs.
Yeah.
I'm scared of a fucking real, just like silly death. Like just you walking down the street and
catch a stray.
Yeah. I would be in heaven really upset.
Yeah. I don't think about that stuff. Like, I think I'm almost naive to a point with that shit, too. Like, I've put myself in, like, dumbass places where I could definitely get shot, robbed, or killed or something, and I just dainty and happy, like, everything's well.
Well, you are pretty dainty, so, I mean, there's no change there.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Oh, did I make the room all fucking sad and somber with my death shit?
No, but I was going to say that you should at least like summer a little bit because birthday.
No, my birthday's at the end of summer. My
birthday it's more is like
August 31st.
Yeah.
I'm normally hoping the weather's not all super nice around my birthday.
It's usually getting that nice little, like, you can wear a hoodie at night.
It's Bae's birthday soon.
What month?
Next week.
Oh, wow. That's very soon.
Yeah, that's soon. I'm going to buy her a fucking...
How old is she turning?
Pillowcase or something.
What?
Rory.
My birthday's Rory. In 3 months, April to May.
Very cute July, there, yeah. Rory, trying to be funny with your little fucking stabs.
I don't know.
You do know.
I've thus forgotten how old she is.
Well, can someone mouth it to me? Because I've never even met this Bae guy. So
well, you
this,
wouldn't meet this Bae because you'd just be out doing whole shit.
I don't, and, I've been behaving.
And a few things I'm trying to do differently. Within the past year, these things go totally unnoticed because of my reputation that the people have given me. I did nothing to earn this.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, the people have given it to me. I don't get it.
You have no hand in it at all.
No, not really. You know what I think? If we really want to address this, and I may have addressed this at some point in this podcast, I think it's a combination of the pool parties,
which we need to bring back this summer.
I think some of the raunchier pictures that Kaylin and I took.
They were some artistic ones, though, like that one when she was like naked with the bottle cap at the in the fridge when you guys were staying at the hotel in between houses.
Some of those pictures, I think Kaylin being attracted to women,
holla,
played a part in that. I don't think it was anything I ran around and did. No. Oh, and the fact that I know platonically a lot of women.
Yeah, that could definitely be
so it. People naturally, when you see two attractive people, people instinctually assume that you have slept together at some point. Mm-hmm. And when they find out you don't, the first question is typically, why?
Especially when it's a bartender and a rapper.
Word.
Because those two usually go together.
Like peanut butter and jelly.
And I haven't fucked that many bartenders.
I wasn't suggesting
either.
You have fucked any.
No,
I'm just saying
I know you
people
were
assume.
Not, but that ideology is out there. So,
yeah. With some evidence to back it.
We had that the Joanna girl who was yikes, she's a fucking piece of fucking yikes.
Poor Joanna.
Jeez.
Jesus.
I don't know who that is, but
that was a so you know what there's a such there's a certain thing. There's such thing as a space taker.
Okay.
Like a time filler.
Yeah, 100%. Space filler, placeholder.
Yep. She was one of those.
Hmm. Those come along.
And I'm not really vouching to really having consistent sex with her. I may have entered her and exited quickly. So that's one. And you had this other one that shall remain nameless. That's two. That's two.
Your last ex was a bartender.
That's the other one I'm counting. And I'm not going to say it. She was a space sticker too. But every time I say that, she fucking, I don't know. She fucking tracks everything. Every time her name or her likeness is brought up. She fucking knows about it. But anyway.
Google alert on it.
So that's two. And I don't really know where all these other bartenders come from.
Yeah, I guess.
It's two.
Tahiri was a bartender.
What, the first generation bartender? What,
yeah.
In
2000? Before it was like
before,
a thing.
When it was respectable still.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fucking million years ago that she was a bartender. That don't fucking count. And it nobody doesn't. Looks at her like, oh my God, she was a bartender.
Right, because now she's Tahiri.
Yeah,
period.
That's two people.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know where these all these this wild ass perception of Joe comes from. I'm actually a relationship based person.
And you are more often than not. I will agree with that.
No, I am. Period. That's a part of my fucking. That's in my Carfax.
It's in your DNA.
For people that have been watching and paying attention for however many years I've
been in the
had
public
this,
eye.
Yeah, I've been a Mr. Fucking Relationship.
You really have, honestly.
Yeah, so how am I this fucking evil emperor of holes?
Because you've had multiple relationships, so perhaps people believe that they're all disposable to you.
Well, everybody's disposable.
Nice.
Except for Bae.
Okay. Can we go back to the pool party topic, though? Can we bring that back this summer?
We'll see about that. Corey, I told Corey he was supposed to do something about that fucking ages ago, and he's done absolutely nothing about it.
Maybe Corey and I could work together in Roars. I'll name this pool party later.
Maybe. So, wow, and this is to backtrack to when we were having our big hip hop. Oh, did you guys see the
Wet Dreams video?
Yes.
I was just gonna ask you that. That shit
I didn't
is
click it in fear
weird.
Of it matching the video.
It no, it's fucking dogs in the whole video. Two pup like dogs into each other, and then at the very end, there's a shot of J. Cole's feet and the other girl's feet, like his bare foot. And I'm like, okay, dogs and feet. This is the strangest video I've ever seen, particularly coming from J. Cole.
I'm not gonna say much about it. Because people think that I just be hating or just be going hard.
Well, you already expressed your displeasure with that track specifically, so.
But I did click on the video because I love dogs.
You do love dogs.
I love dogs.
You do.
And I watched and I watched and I watched until I could not watch anymore. It was like dog porn.
It's exactly what it. I literally felt uncomfortable watching it. Like, so, it felt inappropriate.
So then, because I just can't leave well enough alone, then I searched J. Cole's name. No, not his mention. That's really creepy. Even though searching his name is creepy.
Yeah, kind of just as
but,
creepy.
No, but, hey. But no, normally when someone is a topic, I will search their name because then I can see why this person is a topic.
Yeah, yeah.
I do the same thing.
And I saw people, they were... Oh, very clever, J. Cole.
People were really praising that video. People on my timeline.
People
praise everything that J. Cole does.
I saw nothing genius or cool about that video. And I really like J. Cole, but that video was very disturbing.
So I can't make a comment on it. But I will say everyone praises everything J. Cole does.
It wasn't
outside of like the 15 people on Twitter that hate his guts.
I was sitting there flabbergasted. No, I think there are more than 15 people. I don't hate
J. Cole. Joe does not hate his guts.
Yeah, don't even put that in the universe because people will people will believe that. I was a bit flabbergasted.
Yeah, I was really surprised. People were like, oh, he's a genius. He's so creative, so innovative. Can't believe he made a great video with puppies. Only J. Cole could do this. Ha ha. I'm like, no, because no. This video is crap.
I do appreciate.
Well, who was the director? Why are we giving J. Cole the credit? Or discredit.
He has creative input in his career. I'm sure someone didn't just tell him, hey, do this, and he's like, cool.
No. I was on a J. Cole video once. He wasn't that involved.
He seems like someone that's very
Well, what video was it?
I'm not going to say.
Well, if what it was part in, of his career is what
yeah,
I really
Yeah, because
know.
In the beginning.
Born Center.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yay.
Things are a bit differently today.
Well, the company that I was with managed Cole from the beginning. They did all his early
well,
stuff.
Which is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Things would be a bit different today.
And you may not have been there for the preliminary conversations of this is the direction we're going to go once that's already set in stone on the actual
I have a hard time imagining that J. Cole, that people are just approving J. Cole treatments with him having
zero
no knowledge of it at all.
Of course, but Cole's not the one typically. Because I know I heard he's trying to get into directing.
I'm not saying that he's writing the treatment.
So someone's going to bring him a bunch of options of treatments. He is going to pick the one that he likes. Then he's going to speak with the director about the things that he liked and didn't like. But the overall idea doesn't typically come from the artist, especially artists of that nature.
Yeah, of course,
Kanye who micromanages everything.
He still approved a video of dogs. So at the end of the day, obviously he didn't come, he may not have come up with the theme, but he went with it. It's weird
enough. I'm not debating. I was just asking who the director was because they were the one that probably came up with the idea.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's strange.
And some things come off in treatments very well, and then they get shot and they look odd.
Yeah, I'll be the first to say that the Pump It Up treatment looked like heaven.
All I remember from that video is you crawled out of a television.
I was just about to say, the only thing I remember about that video was you climbing out of a television.
Like that girl in the ring.
All right, I wasn't trying to open up the crack on joke can.
Yikes.
All right, now that we're done with that. So again.
I can see him selling that to Joe. Like, yeah, son, you going to come out to TV.
She going to be like
and
a
Joe
movie,
going, ooh, that sounds dope.
Well, first of all, let me just say, see, now I'm forced to defend myself.
That's what I was trying to get to.
Did you have any creative input in that process,
Joe? I was trying to
Joe?
Run away with it. Well, actually, we were thinking of treatments because we wanted to come up with it ourselves because all the director's treatments were horrible. The irony in that in retrospect. But anyway, so we came up with this treatment, and in 2002, which is when we came up with it, seemed like a really great idea.
The Ring was popular then, or it hadn't come out yet?
Yeah, they had already come out with a sequel by that point.
Yeah. Was that inspired by that?
It seemed like a great idea to do that.
So you tried to warn us about this dark Joe that we were about to be introduced to.
I see what you did there, Rory. Yeah. Very funny. The Pump It Up video today is, it's unbearable for me to watch.
I have not seen it in so long.
The only time I see it is when I'm in, sometimes when you go to the bowling alley on a Friday night.
Oh, I just had a great idea for the artwork.
They play videos. Oh, God.
This is going to be great.
It's going to be epic.
Why did I even open this fucking conversation at all? But on Friday nights in the bowling alley, sometimes they play music and they play videos in New York anyway. And that has been that was the last time I saw the Pump It Up video. And it was like, okay, this is embarrassing for me, number one.
Awkward.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
It's even more funny if there's someone next to you like, hey, is that you?
Yeah, I be having these little embarrassing moments like intimately within myself. Like the other fucking day or last week at some point, I'm sitting there in the spot. Not going to say what the spot is. Well, and it was a bunch of us. And I walk over to the DJ and I ask him to play Thong Song by Cisco.
Okay. Guess you had to be there.
It's a timeless record, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, no, not according to Marissa. She's sitting there making some stupid ass face like, oh, why would somebody ever go and request Thong Song by Cisco?
Okay. I don't know, but go ahead.
Wait a minute. You have this taste with...
No, I enjoy that song. I wouldn't request it randomly at a club. But you weren't in the club. You were in the spot.
I was in the spot, which is not a club, number
right.
one.
Right, so then maybe.
Number two, the place was packed with women. Number three... You always want to hear Thong Song in a place packed with women.
I would rather hear, I want it to be the Foxy Brown remix, though.
Ew.
What? I loved her version.
And then number four, he was already in the middle of like this throwback set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I left the part out. He was in the middle of this old school set, and it's a shame that that's old school, but I guess it is.
Yeah.
So I go over to the DJ and I request Cisco Thong Song. And as soon as I walk away from the fucking DJ booth, he plays clubbing.
Oh my God, that's my shit.
So now.
It looks like you requested
it. Yes. So now, like, even though I love clubbing and I totally would not have minded to hearing that record. Like, now it looks like yeah. I went up to the DJ
and said, narcissist.
You ain't got that clubbing in your Serato? Like, dogs. What are you doing, my nigga?
Oh, my God.
That's my problem with DJs. Like, I guess sometimes they feel like they have to do things out of respect.
Yeah.
I don't want any respect.
Timing, sir.
I am totally
good. But I enjoy
good.
It. Every time we walk into a spot, I say to you, I really hope they play Pump It Up when we walk in.
It's I know,
funny.
And I say,
you and be
shut
like,
up.
Oh, shit, that's your song. But every time it never gets
old. Would you know what?
There no, because Joe's immediate reaction, whether he notices it or not, is this most annoyed
oh, of
face
course.
Ever.
Yeah, that's why it's so
So now
to
his
him.
Entrance into the room for everyone to see is just like, why the fuck am I here?
I don't be wanting to hear that shit.
Yeah.
There was a point in time in hip hop where, all right, well, hold on. Let me preface this stuff. I still love Pump It Up, right?
It's a classic
it
record.
I do think it's a very classic, timeless record. I still love that record. However, the state that hip hop is in currently, you can't transition in and out of Pump It Up.
Yeah,
it's a lot of trap music. Yeah. So Pump It Up.
You could
is
on
like,
a throwback set.
Oh, on a throwback set.
Yeah.
If there's a throwback set, it makes perfect
like
sense.
Like, if you did the Rockefeller, like, 03 era, you could throw a
Oh,
pump
you
it
could
up
definitely do Pump It Up then. But normally...
Which are my favorite parts of the party.
Normally, they do it, like, really, really, like, bad.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of a Migos record, you walk in the strip club.
Yeah, like, dog, let the Migos niggas rock who got arrested over the
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Weekend and got... Right on out.
But what I want to understand from that situation is why they were questioned in the first place. It says the police stopped their set.
I didn't read anything
about
it.
The
because they're rappers.
Set. I know. So I'm just, I want the cops to admit that, but they're not.
No. Sometimes, like when I got arrested at the Slaughterhouse show at Best Buy Theater.
Oh, you had like an existing something, right?
Yeah, but sometimes what happens with these venues is if the venue is large enough, they'll need to run a warrant check or on your name.
Got it.
And they need to clear you with the police. So, and that's what I thought of when I read that Migos story, because it seemed very random.
Yeah, like they literally, they said there was no reason, like they did something prior and they wanted to question them about it. It was just, they got stopped for questioning and took them in because they ended up finding X, Y, and Z on them.
Now, I don't know that that is what occurred, but I know for me, when they arrested me and I was hiding in a fucking back room somewhere and they eventually found me, they had the entire police squad there.
So like, unnecessary,
it was a million
though. Like,
police.
As if you did some real crazy shit, like you killed somebody.
And this shit was a parking ticket from
like,
a few years prior.
Can you please refocus your energy and, like, really make a difference?
But I did see a bunch of different stories circulated, and I think this was even printed in a newspaper, that I was smoking a blunt when they found me, and I didn't smoke blunts at this time. It was like... Yeah. Dog, are y'all just trying to make it socially acceptable that y'all snatched a rapper out of his show? Like, y'all can't just say I snatched him and he had a fucking parking ticket. You have to try to add some type of fuckery and untruth.
And that
this.
Still makes no sense, because where they had the intent that maybe you were smoking a blunt back there. So
right,
let's send
like
the
that's
police
why they were
force.
Searching you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was really, really, really bad.
That's stupid.
But damn, where was I going? How did we get on me getting arrested?
I don't know.
We don't know.
And that is why we need a producer.
somebody in my group chat definitely just said that J. Cole video is the best video of the year.
What group chat? Who does your group chat consist of?
A bunch of fucking lames and fucking
a bunch of lames.
Yeah, and I applaud his. I always applaud when a rapper goes against
the
grain.
Box.
Yeah, does something left field.
Yeah, of course.
Like that's always good to me. But the entire video was dogs.
Like literally, from start to finish. I thought like maybe we'd switch it up a little bit, but no. We got a second of J. Cole in the very beginning, and then his feet at the end, and then just dogs.
And then because I'm such a dog guy, I felt like, and this is me psychoanalyzing again, I felt like they weren't getting the dogs to do anything amazing. They were just filming the dogs. Yeah.
They were playful with each other.
Dogs are playful with each other.
Yeah.
I thought these would be like trained dogs, or maybe
porn star dogs.
I thought, or that would have been good that if at some point the bigger dog did attempt to fuck the tiny dog.
Well, I think that's
what dogs.
Inappropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. For a major label, I don't think they wanted to take that route.
I don't think you can like show that.
Show it where. There's not a channel anywhere that's playing videos.
MTV Jams is like super weird about their edits, like super crazy. So I'm pretty sure that would not have rocked.
The dogs fucking.
Yeah.
Or a dog in heat attempting to fucking fuck.
Yeah, feels like a no-go on MTV Jams. And BET, no, do they even play videos at all anymore?
No.
Because they're even worse.
No, MTV and fucking, you know what? And I had this issue yesterday when I was with Bay for a second. I'm sitting there trying to watch basketball all day long, right? She's fucking, she knows nothing about basketball. She doesn't know it's the playoffs.
It is?
She doesn't know that all the men in America are trying to watch the playoffs. So she's like, can I get the remote? So because I'm still in gotta be sweet mode, I give her the remote, and I say, what are we watching, Telemundo? She says, no, she turns straight to MTV, right? And this is my first time. Apparently, it's like a True Life marathon. And all I was sitting, I had a moment to myself again, where I was just sitting there disgusted at me for being with...
Questioning all your life
decisions
up until this
point.
For
someone who probably isn't old enough to recall when MTV actually played music videos. Yeah, it was sad.
I remember those days. I miss TRL.
I used to run home to get to watch TRL.
You're old enough.
I was on TRL one time shouting out B2K.
Were you, how old were you around the Yo MTV Raps era?
I think I was like one digit.
Oh. Yeah, I was a toddler.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys aren't familiar.
Nope, missed that one.
No, we're the TRL era.
Yeah, TRL, and then the show that Lala hosted with DJ Clue.
And like the Free and AJ era, that's us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
How did I become friends with you guys? Like, no, really, like, what traits are there that's making this...
We're entertaining.
That's making this bond.
We're amazing.
The balls full of awesome that we are.
I want to do see, and that's why I need a new co-host, because I want to do when we were having that rap conversation whenever we were having it, I wanted to do like a playoff style kind of bracket with classic R&B albums. I thought that that would be great. I thought that that would be amazing. So I sat and I tried to think of a few, and I was like, well, maybe I can ask Marissa. And then I remembered that Marissa's Marissa, so I can't ask Marissa shit. But I want to do like Off the Wall, Purple Rain, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Confessions, 8701, very underrated.
I was about to say, Confessions or 8701?
Yeah, those two.
Those are tough. I've had debates.
No, there's a large group of people that feel like 8701 is better than Confessions.
I might be one of those people. I'm on the fence still, but I kind of
like
lean towards 8701.
Every record on Confessions, like, I didn't skip nothing.
Confessions,
yeah, but you're not a music head, so I wouldn't expect you to appreciate 8701.
I mean, I didn't.
Like, do you know what songs on 8701? No.
Remind me.
That's it.
Well, I can't think of the track list right now.
Of course you can. There were amazing.
Remember You Remind Me Remix?
8701
yeah.
is great.
8701 is that's a great album. What else? And you have to do Forever My Lady, that album. What else was there? Motown Philly, you would have to do. That was a really good album, even though people don't respect Boyz II Men at all.
To your point, when we put out the debate episode, like a lot of people suggested we should do that like once every 4 or 5 episodes. So I think that would be something good.
Carl Thomas' Emotional album, the Donnell Jones' Where I Want to Be album.
Would you put Brown Sugar on there?
Brown Sugar has to go on there, even though I feel like people would get Brown Sugar the fuck out of here because of the fans.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the fans would really... Brown Sugar was a great fucking album.
Love that album.
The Boomerang soundtrack, the Waiting to Excel soundtrack. There was a current one. There was a few current... What current R&B albums could you put in this?
Define current. Like the
current
past 15
within
years?
The past,
or
no,
current,
no, 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 okay. no, 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 no. Confessions is the past 15 years.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's why I wasn't sure which.
I mean...
I was like 10, 12.
You were 12?
No, no, no. I said that was 12 about 12 years ago. I think it was 04.
I don't even think I'm nuts in saying Kaleidoscope Dreams.
Kaleidoscope Dreams is a good one. Oh, what a great fucking album. Yeah, but that's what I mean when I say current.
The Dreams debut recent. Album.
Dreams debut album. Neo's debut album.
Oh, word. In 05, I believe.
We have to do this. Yeah. This is amazing. I wouldn't know how to seed these things.
Mm. Speaking of Neo... Year of the Gentleman gets so overlooked in my eyes. I love that album.
Wait, what's on that album?
Mad.
That's a great album.
Go Back to What You Know.
Yeah, no, that's a great album.
Closer.
That's a great album, too.
Why Does She Stay? That shit, there's not one skip on that entire album.
Year of the Gentleman is a good album.
Yeah.
You have to do fucking that Stevie album, Keys in a Minor, or I don't remember right this second, but that album, I wouldn't know how to pit what against what.
That requires some pre-planning.
You'd have to do it actually in a bracket way and find your top four and give them all one seeds, then find the next.
Confessions would have to be a one seed, right?
You get a lot of old heads upset at Confessions being a number one.
Huh? For recent, I feel like Chris should be up there, but I don't think X deserves it.
The Miseducation should be a one seed.
Yeah.
Mm. Purple Rain should be a one seed. And Off the Wall should be a one seed. That was easy.
Okay.
I feel like I'm missing a few albums. And this is my problem. Like, my fucking young, stupid co-host can't help with this at all, even though Rory's been helping. I'm going to figure this out and do it.
Yeah,
but then cool. I need to find some type of way. Maybe you can find some type of way to take a poll.
What about
let the Twitter people
Marvin
decide.
Marvin Gaye, what's going on?
Oh, of course, that has to be there.
There we go, Rory.
Finally, some help. Because I don't want Marissa to jump in and say, yeah, because the Weeknd shit, that got to be there. We're talking about what?
You said current. You asked for current ones. Also.
We're
you could still put Michael Jackson Bad.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying
that. Even though it's popish, but...
We do a two-album cap.
Yeah.
A two-album cap, but then I don't know if Bad would be the one or Thriller would be the one.
I like Bad better than Thriller, but Thriller might deserve it more.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. Damn, it's a shame that no current R&B albums, like, you just draw a blank.
Who's even the
Trey Day was great. I don't know if it maybe be like a 15 seed, but Trey Day was great.
Yeah, you can put Trey Day there. I really enjoyed Chris Brown's, not this last album with Autumn Leaves, but the one before that with 2012.
Fortune, was it?
Fortune.
Yeah.
That could probably be a 15 seed too. I'm going to do this. You have to figure out how to create a poll for people to actually vote on this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. There's, I could, that's really difficult.
I'm going to do that. And eventually when I get some time, I am going to do a mixtape bracket with all the best mixtapes. You could probably help there, assuming.
Yes.
And don't make Ty Dolla Sign a one seed.
I don't think, no.
It's a lot of music conversations we need to get back into. I wanted to have an entire joint talking about the intros and really go through them all because fucking Rob really thinks that Meek's intro is the best intro ever.
We should sit one of these weekends and just plan out a few of those and like actually break it up. Every three episodes do that, every blah, 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 have a guest here, have, you know, things like that.
Me and Rory had a big Illmatic argument over the weekend.
We did.
Saying?
Tell her, nigga.
You really want to debate it again?
We're not going to debate it
just,
again.
Just
we're
recap just, the
we're,
debate.
We're telling her what the debate was,
it
and
was,
and our
I
sides.
Said that Halftime was the first single off Illmatic. He said It Ain't Hard to Tell was the first single off Illmatic. So no matter what I say, I just get called young, and I don't know shit. I was 2 years old when it came out.
Are you debating
even
the
though I was
fact
four.
Of it? Did you not look it up on Wikipedia? And
well,
we got mixed. The internet gave us mixed.
Well, on that.
If you go to the Wikipedia discography page, it'll tell you the exact release date of
it. It did,
things.
And it said Halftime.
It did.
But Wikipedia's.
But not only that,
it's not set in stone.
That then changed our argument to the difference between the first record released and the first single.
Yeah, because just because you put it out, it could just be a warm-up record. It does not mean that their label is working it as a single and servicing it to radio and things like that.
Oh.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
I'm still rolling with It Ain't Hard to Tell.
So,
well,
what...
I say they worked a single because, again, we both don't really have enough facts. But I say that Columbia funded that video, put it on a soundtrack for a movie. That's working a single to me.
Yeah, but
he was saying that Columbia put all their money into It Ain't Hard to Tell and worked it that way.
Because
but Halftime
Columbia
came
doesn't
out
really
2 years
to work
before.
The other record because then that's the movie machine behind that.
And I could have been mistaken, but I remember a clip from Yo MTV Raps that I saw that was Fab Five Freddy was introducing Nas, his album Illmatic's coming out. This is his video Halftime. Could be completely mistaken, but I had that in my head.
But even if that still could happen, but it doesn't make it mean that it was a single.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, even if that did occur, I don't know if that makes
almost
that his
every
first
artist
single.
Does that now. Like, they put out the warm-up record, and then they have the official first single.
Well, if it connects, it becomes a single.
Yeah, but then, you know.
Because Rick Ross with,
it's the disclaimer,
what was that
though?
Thing with Styles? What's
BMF.
Yeah, BMF was on a mixtape. And just took off, and then it became a single.
Right, that happens, but that still doesn't mean that he was working that record.
I'm not saying I'm 100% right. We just had a debate about it.
Yeah.
I'm still rolling with It Ain't Hard to Tell. But, okay, so, damn, you know, all week long I have, like, a million people who I think it might be over for.
And I don't ever think about
low-key
it until I sit
right here. Low-key just
inspired
mine. OT Genesis.
Huh?
Yeah, he had
what?
He just tweeted a little while ago. He's 0-2 on his follow up records, and I have to agree.
What?
I feel like he's going to be a one trick pony.
What are the follow up records?
Exactly. He's put out two songs and videos since then. I couldn't tell you the name because they did nothing for me, and nothing's happened.
Maybe they were warm up records that weren't being worked as a single. How about that?
Perhaps you are right, Roar. I do not know.
Yo, y'all niggas be saying it's over for niggas so soon.
So soon. We're like putting
like,
nail in the coffin.
We're
before.
Really in this, the internet and technology, we're really in this microwave age.
Absolutely.
Where
why do you think
albums have now went to super quick releases or even surprise releases? Because people need it right away. Don't tell me your album's coming out in a month and we all got to sit here. We're in the Twitter world. They want it right away.
Yep.
That's another thing I kind of got an issue with. That whole trend. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I do like it.
Yeah, I think
let me be
fun.
Clear on that.
Yep.
I like the fact that, you know, we're not so far removed from people faking shootouts to get people to buy their album and you know, faking fights and beefs. And people would fake anything just to get attention on their album. So with this trend of just dropping the music, it really is just about the music and the fans wanting and craving it. So I do appreciate that.
That is great.
Yeah.
My issue, and I'm biased, of course, is everyone cannot operate this way.
No.
Nope.
Not at all. So this is a tactic that's saved for...
the higher tier.
Yeah, you're the people that are guaranteed to do which a certain amount.
Which I think that are part of titles.
I think Cole and Kendrick knew that and gave themselves few weeks.
I think even...
Well, yeah. I mean, Cole is on that list, of course. Kendrick, Drake, Big Sean had a rollout.
But it wasn't the longest
Cole
rollout.
Cole had a great rollout.
The rollouts are getting significantly
shorter.
Are
shorter.
Yeah.
Like, even my fucking
label.
It's
just pumping as much content as possible in 2 weeks. So
Yeah.
Do, like, hit every press outlet, put out the video right now, tweet. Most of these artists are not big on social media. Get on social media. They're tweeting now and shit like that.
I was talking to my label, trying to figure out a release date for All Love Lost, or a release month anyway. Mm-hmm. And... they were like, yeah, so what do you think, 3 to 4 weeks? I'm like, huh? I'm not putting a fucking album out 4 weeks away from whenever it's done.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I need time.
Yeah.
I want time. And then they start talking on, yeah, you know, it's the Erwin fans want it. The rollouts are significantly shorter. There are no more 10-week, 12-week, 8-week rollouts.
Yeah, the max we've been getting lately is like a month.
Six.
Yeah.
No, it's been six.
Like six.
Well, no. The rollouts internally are that long.
Yeah,
publicly,
little placing him here.
Because some fans really think that Cole was just like, yeah, I'm going to just go hit all these fans' houses and then I'm going to put the album out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I really did appreciate Cole's rollout.
Cole's rollout was great.
Yeah, that was a good rollout.
I don't know if, you know, it came off to the fans like there was no rollout. But
felt organic.
Even that's dope. Even that's dope that it came off that way.
And that's part of the rollout as well. The planning.
That was the whole, the allure of it was the point of that rollout.
Yeah, the labels got to trick you nowadays.
Labels have been doing that for quite some time.
No, but then the fans got savvy.
Right.
This is the smartest consumer that has been in music, period.
Yeah, the fans got smart. So that made the tricking, you had to go about it a different way now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's happening. Do you have a It Might Be Over for?
I don't. I never, because I'm such a positive person. I don't think about these things during the week, like you negative people.
Let me think. Y'all talk. Give me a minute while I try.
Remind
to think
me
of
in our text for like
in our group chat.
Yeah,
our
like a day prior, and I'll think of these things.
I hate our podcast chat because when you guys all start replying, I get really fucking aggravated because I hate group chats.
I don't really reply in that.
Yeah, you
that
don't
podcast,
and I'm thankful for it. Thank you.
I don't really reply in any of my group. Group threads.
Group chats.
Fucking Royce thinks that I fucking hate Slaughterhouse because I don't reply in the group chat in a timely manner. Then we I reply in the Monopoly chat because I always win.
You're to be a dick.
Let me see. Yeah, I've won just for the people that wanted to know. I've won 19 of the last 25 Monopoly games played, which is like an amazing stat. Niggas can't fuck with me. But anyway.
Congratulations.
Fuck off, Marissa.
You really made a mark on society.
I had one.
So fans kill him. He just plays Monopoly. He doesn't go to the studio.
Word.
That's all I do is studio Monopoly. Studio Monopoly. Studio Monopoly. Studio Monopoly. I've even toned down on my fucking tweets because nowadays in this fucking generation, the fans think that when you're tweeting, you're not doing anything.
It's exactly right.
Shut up, Marissa.
I'm not saying you're not doing anything. Oh. I'm saying that's how they think.
Why don't people feel like that?
Because
like,
people don't understand the concept of multitasking and fucking
Twitter's
like,
a mobile app.
Right. I tweet when I'm doing really cool shit. I tweet when I'm doing nothing. I tweet all the time.
Right. See, I just feel like I use Twitter wrong. Are you guys having a side conversation on the mic? See, this is what I mean about poor mic.
I was over here.
We hear you. We hear everything that the both of you are saying
the
microphone.
We're
right here.
What the fuck?
We moved about a quarter of an inch away from the microphone.
God damn, y'all have poor mic technique. Now I don't remember what I was saying. Yeah, and this is why my fucking Twitter and Instagram is like really horrible now, because I'm just from a place where you don't have to tell everybody everything you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't have to show everybody everything you're doing. You don't need to see my meal. You don't need to see my background location, my car, me holding ones to my ear. Like,
I hate all those of this fucking shit is photos.
Really, really whack, B.
I hate those dollars to the ear photos. Like, so stupid, and everyone does it.
I almost threw this chick out of my fucking car yesterday because I'm driving fucking listening to fucking music. Oh, it was her car. My car's in the shop. Nice. Oh, but I was driving it. Mm-hmm. And she randomly cussed the music down to say, oh my God, oh my God, I'm having a panic attack. Oh my God, oh my God. And I'm thinking somebody died, like something's wrong. I'm like, yo, what happened? She said, I just saw it. The dress was blue and black.
Oh my God.
I said, yo, you know what, dog? You know what? I'm going to check out of here, man. I'm gone. I'm cool. All right, John, I got to get my life together.
You do. So you know I job, but you don't know donde estás?
No. I don't know donde estás.
I don't speak reggaeton, so I don't know.
No, I don't.
I texted Joe donde estás because he was 20 minutes
and late. You're white, my nigga. Why are you? Like, stop acting
my
Spanish.
My last name is Mendes, okay?
Is Mendes. Oh, on that note, we're definitely.
Well, you did it might be over for.
Oh, man, God, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I gave
up. I tell you one thing, and I hate to do this again. If Phil Jackson trades this fucking pick, because he did a press conference. This is where Monty gets on the phone because she knows nothing about sports.
Like, check out time.
Phil Jackson did a press conference yesterday and said that he would look into trading the pick if it fell to around the number 5. And if that happens, it might be over for Phil Jackson's tenure as general manager of the New York Knicks. First of all, I hate to talk about the Knicks. I'm so invested. First of all, he acts like no great players have been taken at number 5 or later than that. That's number 1. Number 2, this is a really top-heavy draft. Really top-heavy. I think I can name easily a good 7 players that would help the Knicks because we have so many holes. That's number 2. Number 3, trading the pick to who and for who? Because your history, bro, your phones are causing static. Guys, move your phone. Like, yo, well, do y'all know that? You guys. Y'all have side conversations on the mic, your fucking phone. Like, what is wrong with these fucking idiots?
I love Chloe.
Let's just do everything to interrupt what's happening here. And now I'm thrown off and disgusted by you guys. I don't remember what I was saying.
Phil Jackson or something.
Whatever.
Phil Jackson would trade the pick for?
To make a short story shorter, yeah. Not like Phil Jackson has the greatest resume when it comes to trades, because it seems like everyone hates the Tyson Chandler trade. I can see the thinking behind it.
I didn't hate it.
I saw the thinking, and I was really happy with us getting the draft pick. It looked like a steal when it happened, because Tyson was disengaged in New York, and now he looks like a monster in Dallas. Same thing that I've witnessed throughout over 10 years.
I was about to say, that's a typical Knicks.
That's what the Knicks do. Every play, you know, I was watching, the Cavs. Cleveland.
Yeah, because half our team is
Bucks. I mean, the Cleveland.
There's not Cleveland.
Who is Cleveland playing?
Why am I blanking?
Yeah, me too.
216. Corey. What up to Cleveland? Hey.
Corey's
he don't even know.
No, we made the bet. We made the bet on, Boston? They're playing Boston.
Yeah, they're playing Boston.
Was that the bet?
Yeah, I got a bet.
They're going to sweep fucking Boston.
No, it's Boston Atlanta.
No, Cleveland's playing Boston. They're not going to sweep Boston. By the way.
No, and I want my $20, Corey.
Boston, yeah, I have a bet with Corey that Boston will win one of those games in that series. I feel like I got a few bets. Oh, while we're at it here, I might as well just give you guys, because I'm in a pool, so I want to document this. I'm in a pool. I predict the Warriors to sweep. Yeah, I got the Warriors sweeping. I got Cleveland in 5. I have the Spurs in 7. I have Toronto in 7. I have Dallas in six. Who else? Oh, I have Memphis in six. We covered that one already.
Oh. The only one I know.
I have Chicago in five. And I feel like I might be forgetting a few, so let me just check really quick. Really quick to make sure I'm not forgetting anything here. Okay, here we go.
Bye, Rory.
Here we go. Let's see.
At work.
Yep, I got Toronto. I got Toronto in seven. I got Golden State with the sweep. Chicago, I did. Dallas, I did. I got Cleveland in five. Brooklyn, Atlanta. I got Atlanta. I got Atlanta with the sweep, B. I ain't gonna lie. Brooklyn's horrible.
The Hawks.
I did everything. I covered it. I got Memphis in fucking six, and I got
Grizzlies.
Shut up! You're just naming people. And I got
show my sports knowledge.
And I got the Spurs in seven, but they got to wake up.
Is this gentleman playing in the playoffs?
Nope.
No, he's in he plays hockey. So that's that. Feel free to tweet me your prediction on the winner of these in the first round of these playoffs and how many games. That's the important part. I'd love to see it. Let's document these things so people can actually have something to refer to during the second round, because people always just get, oh, see, I knew that was going to happen. No, let's actually put it out there in the world.
Don't tweet them. Comment below on SoundCloud so we get our comments up.
Okay.
And on iTunes.
We can do that. We can comment below on SoundCloud and on iTunes, and I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it. Oh, and give me some suggestions for what it might be over for, because I had a fucking brain freeze, and I'm going to think, I'll start writing them down.
Yeah. Put them in the notes in your phone.
Maybe I'm just optimistic and
no.
caring and
nope.
don't want it to be over
let's,
for
let's
anyone.
Change. Say three nice things about Marissa to end the podcast.
Oh, yes. Three nice things about Maddie.
Come on. We're trying to end this soon, right?
Not backhanded compliments, like real ones.
Maddie is funny.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and on that note, we're going to get out of here. Joe Budden, Maddie Mendez, Rory, I'll name this podcast later, episode number 10. Once again, Peter's not here.
He had stuff's going on.
Peter's in our prayers.
I know. He's got stuff going on.
But he'll be back next week. And
I know.
So might
we
some
said
other
that
surprises.
4 weeks ago. Any day you want to come back, Peter, that would be really cool.
All right. Out.